Hi, Mark Van Allen here again with another product review for Tom Bradshaw Productions. This time we're going to look under the hood of the new MXR Dunlop EP103 Echoplex delay pedal. This was designed to replicate the sounds of a vintage Echoplex. And you all may remember a giant box the size of a lunchbox or so sitting on many people's amplifiers over the years. I had several of these. One of the biggest drawbacks is that they were based on tape, which came in a cartridge, and you would eventually have to replace it or buy a new cartridge, which got as scarce as hen's teeth. This box replicates the sound of one of these very well to my ears, and it comes in the MXR small size. It's about 2.5 by 4, 4.5 inches. It's a very solid box, very, very well made. We'll look very quickly at the controls. You can find out all kinds of things about these online, as they are kind of the dream for guitar players who want to replicate Hendrix and Van Halen sounds, among others, who relied heavily on Echoplex. For pedal steel players and lap steel players, this box gives you a great fully adjustable delay from just the shortest of slapback up to 750 milliseconds and all the way up to 4 seconds if you plug in a little tap tempo switch, like I'm using a switch for a keyboard sustain pedal, and it works just fine. This unit was made to replicate the sound of the solid state Echoplex boxes of the 1970s. You might have seen one on stage with Buddy Emmons off and on for quite a while. He used it, among other things, for the bubbling sounds in Witch's Brew and some more subtle delay effects over quite a long period in his career, as did a lot of other steel players. Now we have a virtually maintenance-free version of this effect we can hold right in the palm of our hand. Fits right in your pack seat or wherever you carry your stuff. Go technology. Now, they've packed an awful lot into this small box. It's very user-friendly, I think. You can quickly understand what the controls do and how to get what you want out of it. It does mix a dry analog sound with the delay inside the box so that you get a much cleaner, more pristine sound if you want. And there's also the ability to dirty it up to make it sound more like an aging unit with the tape wearing out. There are just 3 knobs on the exterior of the box. One marks sustain, and that sets the number of repeats. A lot of people set background delay with just 1 repeat, so you can just hear it mixing into the track. But you can also advance that sustain knob to get as many repeats as you want, up until even self-oscillation like the original tape echo would do. The second knob at the top is labeled volume, and it actually has several functions. The main function of it is to set the effect signal level compared to your dry level, which is always going through the box at unity. The higher you set that knob, the more present or obvious the delay signal is compared with your dry signal. The indicator light for the whole unit is a large white LED, very easy to see on stage and tell if you're on or off. Right under the volume knob at the top of the box, there's a smaller red LED that illuminates if you push that volume knob, which enters the box into the age mode, where you can adjust the amount of wow, flutter, and dirt in the signal that sounds much like a worn tape, the way many users who've owned the older tape-based boxes prefer. That switch also allows you to access some internal switching, such as all wet or trails bypass, if you should want those in your effect. It comes in a very nice, substantial box that includes a power adapter, since it will not run on an internal 9-volt battery. Also, some stick-on feed, an Echoplex sticker, and a couple of handy manuals that are very clear in explaining how everything works. Your standard input and output jacks allow you to run this unit in mono either before or after your volume pedal or right before your amplifier, the way many of us set up these kinds of effects. However, those jacks are TRS stereo jacks, and if you use a stereo cord, you can get full stereo out of this unit as well. Very slick for people with a full stereo setup. There's also a tap tempo jack on the side of the pedal, as I mentioned, and you can either use MXR's proprietary little cube switch or just about any manufacturer's on-off switch. I've got a keyboard sustain switch hooked up. And what that does is allows you to exceed the 750 millisecond limit of the unit for delay time by tapping twice, and you're setting the delay time in between those two taps. It works very well silently on the fly, so you can use that to blend in with the meter of a song and various other rhythmic tricks. All right, let's see what this little baby can do. Today I'm playing a Rittenberry SD10 through a Telonix combo amp, TCA500C. No reverb, no delay, no effects at all. This is what the steel sounds just direct out of the amp. Now, just for reference sake, I've set all the knobs on the box at 12 o'clock straight up, turn the box on, and the switch is off that engages the age factor. Well, there you can really hear the warmth this delay box provides, although that setting is a bit much for much of what we would want to do in contemporary music. I've rolled back the sustain knob to about 9 o'clock now, or a little bit below, so that it'll just yield approximately one return in the delay. And you can hear the speed that I have the delay set at as well. Okay, if we roll the volume knob at the top of the box back to around 8 o'clock or so, we get a lower delay signal blended in compared to what we just had. Check this out. For me, that's a lot closer to the delay sound I'd be looking for in a classic country or Americana-type track. I'm going to switch in the age switch by pushing down the volume knob and illuminating that red LED, and you can hear the little bit of warp and wobble and flutter that is introduced into the signal. I really like it here. That's a nice, warm analog sound to the delay I really like. It adds a fatness, a warmth, and a sustain to chords and held out notes, as you can hear. You can use the delay knob here to adjust the sound or the feeling of this delay into your track or the song that you're playing with your band. All the way to the left, you get almost a small room sound, very quick reflection. With the delay knob setting a little closer to 9 o'clock or so, you start to move into rockabilly territory. If we bump up both the volume and delay knobs just a bit, we get into the realm of a very prominent short delay. By raising the sustain knob here, you get more repeats in the delay signal and hence a longer trail, a little more complex delay that takes up more space on stage or in your track. Lengthening or shortening your delay time from here is the trick to getting your final sound to fit in with your track. There's been a lot more call for ambient sounds lately from pedal steel, kind of spacey, airy textures. And if you turn up the sustain knob, I've got the delay knob all the way up and the age switch engaged. This is the kind of sound you can get that's useful for that. For these ambient compositions, or to time your delay right into the track, the tap tempo switch input really comes in handy. I have a keyboard sustain switch plugged in and tapped it out about a second or so you can hear the difference in the delay. Pretty cool, right? Here's another example with the delay set a little bit further apart, 3.5 seconds, something like that. Now here's one last old-timer's trick with the Echoplex box. You need to set the sustain to 0, so there's just one repeat. Then set the volume all the way up so that the repeat is equal in volume coming out of your amp with your regular input signal. Again, the repeat sounds just as loud as the note that you pick. Now you time the delay into the speed of the track, which is the trick. You need to get the delay to come a beat and a half after you pick the note. In other words, if you're playing on 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, you want the beat to come 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and. That's where you want the delay to land on those ands. It's a great effect once you get the hang of it, and you may have heard some of the old-time bandstand players use it on things like Foggy Mountain Breakdown and things like that that have a good up-tempo feel, because you're actually only playing a third of the notes that it sounds like are coming out of your amp. It's a slick little trick. Now, delay blends very well with most other effects. I often use it with a touch of reverb, as do many players. Here's that sound. If you use distortion or overdrive, you'll probably really enjoy the added dimension this delay brings to your tone. Here's the sound of a full-tone plimsoll overdrive with the delay switched off. And with that setting I used in the last delay example. It's a little hard to tell what delay sounds like in isolation, just your guitar going through the delay. So let's listen to a few of these examples in a track so you can get an idea of what this might do in the real world. We'll be right back. I snuck in a little bit of Ebo with a moderate delay on it there at the end. I hope you've enjoyed these demos and they give you some ideas for what this great little box can do for your sound and your creativity. Again, this is Mark Van Allen for Tom Bradshaw Productions. You can find this box and all kinds of other great steel gear here at the website. Come and visit me at www.markvanallen.com for lessons in pedal steel, lap steel, and dobro. Until then, happy pickin'.